Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're a few months away from the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. VE Day, Victory in Europe, was celebrated on May 8, 1945. So this is a good time to reflect on what went into that victory on the home front as well as the front lines. 54,000 workers labored at the Glenn L. Martin Aircraft Company in Middle River during the war, and 30% of them were women, including Rosie the Riveters, who became a symbol of women's contributions to the war effort. On Sunday afternoon, in a panel discussion at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, several Rosies will reflect on their experiences, and one of them is here with me now, Grace Henninger, who drove rivets at the Martin Plant No. 1. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here and glad to put my input into it.
And also with us is Debbie Wynn, coordinator of the Baltimore chapter of the American Rosie the Riveter Association. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure to share the Rosie story.
Grace, you were hired closer to the end of the war, although, of course, you didn't know that then. In October 1944, your aunt, who already worked at the Martin plant, suggested that you move from your family's farm near Asheville, North Carolina. How much training did you get when you started to work?
They had a program of 2 weeks, and if you passed the training, you had a job. And so I must have passed the training in my 2 weeks schooling there.
By the time you got to the Martin plant, Grace, I presume the men were used to working with women.
Well, the department that I was assigned to, there were 16 men or more, and I was the only woman working in that department. And they respected me to the fullest. If they said a word out of color, they would apologize because I didn't use that type of language. And we just worked wonderfully together in unison.
What was the hardest part for you of adjusting to go? You'd been on the farm, right? You hadn't done this kind of work.
Well, I said I was doing it for the men and women that were already in the different armed forces, and this plane meant their lives or death. And so we had to do a good job.
Debbie, when in addition to coordinating the local Rosies, you serve as Director of Education at the Glenn L. Martin Maryland Aviation Museum. And you shared the press release that the factory put out in October 1941. What was that about?
That was about the first group of women that were hired in August of 1941. They were basically a test case to see if they could do the job that men did. And we're very fortunate to have one of the Rosies that were in that particular class, Alice Whitmore Podolsky. And it's really a nice connection to history to hear her stories directly from her as to how it was for these 19 women to come into a plant filled with men.
Tell me how you got active in the Rosies. You're not a Rosie yourself.
I am not a Rosie, no.
And you're not a Rosebud, a daughter of a Rosie.
No, I'm not. I was working at the Baltimore Museum of Industry in the mid-1990s, waiting for a school group to arrive. And while I was standing around, I heard a Sun reporter interview three Rosies who worked at the Glenn L. Martin Company in Eastern Aircraft. There's an airplane hanging from the ceiling of the Museum of Industry, and they were talking about that and the jobs that they did during World War II. And I never got a history class about these ladies. It was never throughout my whole 12 years of school did I ever hear about these stories. And I thought, this is a valuable lesson that the younger generation needs to know. And I interviewed Rosies, I researched, and I wrote a one-hour musical on Rosies and their story. And we've taken it around to schools and museums, community organizations, in the hopes that it will get the younger generation to talk to their senior relatives before they're not around to talk to anymore.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Rosie the Riveter, Grace Henninger, who worked at the Martin Airplane Factory in Middle River, and Debbie Wynn, who coordinates the Baltimore chapter of the Rosies Association. Debbie, tell me about the American Rosie the Riveter Association. How many members does the Baltimore chapter have?
The Baltimore chapter probably has about 25 to 30 at this point. They're not all Rosies. They're family members as well. We're dwindling over the last several years.
Yeah.
Right. But they're very active. These gals in their 90s, they go to schools, they talk to community groups, they do the parades religiously. The 4th of July parades, they have to do those. You know, they just feel it's their patriotic duty to get their story out there. They're amazing to me.
Grace, what makes it worth it to you to be active in the association?
Well, I'm proud to be one of the Rosie the Riveters and helped the war front back in World War II. And I knew I was needed so the men could go out to, and the women, the nurses or whatever branch of service they chose to fight our enemy.
And that was actually in the front of your mind when you
went to work. Oh, yes. Every day that I woke up and went to work, I thank my Lord and Savior that I was able to do my part in helping the war front by being Rosie the Riveter and having a chance to work at Glenna Martin Company, and I was proud of that.
Debbie Wynn, what kind of reaction do the Rosies get at some of these events?
Folks today are very surprised at the things that we take for granted today that weren't always around back then. You couldn't go out and buy a pair of shoes if you didn't have the ration stamps. And one of the things, especially for girls today, pants were not worn before these women went to work.
Mm-hmm.
We have had one Rosie, the first day she wore pants at home, her dad told her to get out of the house and take those off before she came in. He said, "That's not for women to wear. That's not proper dress. I don't want to see those pants in my house." So the things that we take for granted, folks are really getting their eyes opened when they hear their stories.
You've got granddaughters, right? How many?
11 grandchildren. Two of them are boys. The rest of them are girls.
Okay. What opens your granddaughter's eyes in your Rosie the Riveter stories? What surprises them most?
They enjoy hearing about the Rosie the Riveters and my part in it, and they think it was an honor of their grandmother working during World War II.
Debbie, one of the things I was struck with in the press release from the Martin Company was they stressed that the women whom the press release referred to as girls, the girls would get the same pay as male workers.
Yes, they did.
What else do you know about what the working conditions were like?
The working conditions, for the most part, were good for women. The men definitely had respect for them, though there was one story of a Rosie when she went in. She was the only gal in a department, and the men did not treat her so well. They put spiders in her lunchbox, sent her for tools that didn't exist, and just made her life not really happy on the job. Glenn L. Martin heard about this, and he talked to her and said, "Do you want me to talk to these men?" And she said, "No, I'll take care of it." So she went and she took photographs of these men doing activities outside of work, physical activities, to show that they were really suited for the war front. And soon most of them were all fighting the war and she was still there working. So she took care of it on her own.
My goodness. Well, I appreciate your both talking to us. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Grace Henniger, who'll be celebrating her 90th birthday in a few months, worked as a Rosie the Riveter at the Glenn L. Martin Aircraft Plant in Middle River. Debbie Wynn is Director of Education for the Glenn L. Martin Maryland Aviation Museum and coordinator of the Baltimore chapter of the American Rosie the Riveter Association. On Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, Grace Henniger and some of her fellow Rosies will share memories of their World War II experience. More information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. A week from Friday, March 20th, you can catch a lecture and performance called Hazel Grisham, The Other Rosie the Riveter, about Black Rosies. That's at noon, March 20th, at City Hall in Baltimore. More about it at our website. Also there, some news about Rosie the Riveter Day on Saturday, May 16th, at the Aviation Museum in Middle River. That will include veterans as well as Rosies. Maryland Morning is an original production of
Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in history, 1888, one of the worst blizzards in U.S. history struck the East Coast. Known as the Blizzard of 88, it dumped 4.5 feet of snow in spots and killed more than 400. We're back Friday. No snow in the forecast.